the promise, the ruler. Key verse is Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Let's read it together again. Let's begin. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this Sunday. We gather together and worship you. Father, thank you for promising the ruler who rules over us and shepherds us. Father, please bless this time that the promised Messiah can be revealed fully in our hearts. Please have mercy on me to serve this word. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Micah was a contemporary of Isaiah and Hosea. He was a prophet from Moresheth. The village was located about 25 miles southwest of Jerusalem and the tribe of Judah. He worked during the reigns of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, who were kings of Judah. Only in Micah's time, the kingdom of Judah under Jotham was strong, but there were signs of a need for religious reform, a need that became more evident during the reign of Jotham's son, Ahaz. Conditions in Judah deteriorated considerably during Ahaz's reign, both spiritually and politically. Ahaz did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord. He worked in the ways of the idolatrous kings. He made test idols for worshiping the Baals. He burned sacrifices in the valley of Ben Hinnom and even sacrificed his sons in the fire, following the detestable ways of the nations God had driven out before Israelites. He offered sacrifices and burned incense at the high places, on the hilltops and under every spreading tree. He had promoted wickedness in Judah and had been most unfaithful to the Lord, said 2 Chronicles 28:19. Hezekiah was the son of King Ahaz, but unlike his father Ahaz, Hezekiah walked in the ways of David. He turned the broken nation back to serving the Lord. He tore down the high places and other symbols of